I don't know how many of you have upon you this morning a cross, whether you're wearing a cross on a chain, whether you've got a little badge, whether you have it in your pocket or in a bag, whether you're at home you have a cross somewhere in the house, whether you have a cross in the form of a bookmark, whatever it might be. I guess for many Christian people, one way or another, we tend to have a cross to hand, or one that we see regularly. And of course, if we don't see one during the week, we always see one on a Sunday. But I wonder why it is that we do that. I wonder why it is that we carry crosses around with, we wear them, we put them in places where we're going to see them, we put them in our pockets or in a bag. Why do we do it? Why do we do it? I guess for different people over different reasons. Many of you are familiar with these words. They're the start of a poem about why we carry the cross in our pocket. And as the reading goes on, it keeps talking about this idea of reminding us. It says, it reminds me that I am a Christian. It reminds me of the price he paid for me. It reminds me to be thankful of my blessings day by day and to strive to serve him better in all I do or say. It reminds me of the peace and the comfort I share with all who know my Master. It reminds me that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, if only I would let him be. It reminds me. One of the things the cross does for us is to remind us. Many of you are familiar with the illustration, which I'm guessing the likelihood, whether this illustration is based on a true event or not, the likelihood that it's happened at some point is very strong. The illustration is regarding someone who goes into a jeweler. And when the jeweler asks them, how can I help you, what would you like? So, well, I'd love a cross on a chain. And they said, yeah, well, any particular type of cross, how would you like it to be made? Would you want gold, silver, what would you want? So, no, I'm happy to look at any cross, as long as it doesn't have that funny little man on it. That's all I'd ask. As long as it doesn't have that funny little man on it. The cross is there to remind us. It's there to remind us of Jesus. In our reading this morning, we hear of that time, that Last Supper, that as we're working our way through Lent, as we're approaching Easter, we know that that is an important part of the last few days of Jesus' life. When he gathers with his disciples during a meal of remembrance, he creates for them an act of remembrance, an act that we will carry out today. Jesus tells them to remember him. Yet we're familiar with those words as he breaks the bread, as he's talking about the wine. He says, remember me. He doesn't particularly talk about, remember that my body's broken, remember that my blood is shed. That's part of it. But actually he says, remember me. He doesn't say, remember what I'm about to do. Remember me, Jesus says. And those are the words that we're very familiar with, and we will hear a little bit later on from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. When we do what we do together today, we do it to remember Jesus. Of course, one of the things that we do when we share communion, when we share the Lord's Supper, is that we remember that time when Jesus, at that Passover meal, created this act of remembrance for his disciples, both there and then and throughout history, including now. So there is a sense we remember, don't we? We remember that occasion that we've just heard read for us. But I hope none of us, when we take the bread and the wine, are remembering that Last Supper. I hope all of us are remembering Jesus. That's the point of what we do. If we can have the next couple of slides, please. We remember Jesus. Do this in remembrance of me. And the next one? Those are words from Hebrews 12. And Hebrews 12 at the beginning tells us or encourages us to consider him, to think about Jesus. One translation says, think constantly of him. Always remember Jesus. It says that we should keep our eyes fixed, not on the cross, but keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who went to the cross. You see, if all we think about is the cross, whether it's on a chain, in our pocket, on the front of our Bible, here in church, but we don't think about Jesus, then we've missed the point. We've become focused on the thing that should help us to focus on who it should focus upon. Because I'm sure you would agree with me that there is a strong likelihood, including that person who went into the jewels, there are many, many people who wear a cross but give no thought to Jesus. It's just a piece of jewellery, which is almost unbelievable, isn't it, when you think about what it is. It's a way of killing people, and they wear it around their neck. People often said, well, people wear an electric chair around their neck. But that's what they're doing. I would guess, I might be wrong, but I don't think I am, that there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people around this world who wear a cross, who have a tattoo of a cross, and yet do not think about Jesus. Do not remember him. It just looks good. It looks right. It's a nice piece of jewelry. Jesus said to his disciples, and he says to us today, remember me. Remember me. We can have the next slide, please. You'll have heard me say this in the past, but for me, any true act of remembrance, any process of trying to remember things, if it's going to be of any real worth, it will have an impact upon our lives. If we simply bring it to mind and then forget it again, and it doesn't change who we are, then actually it's not really an act of remembrance. You'll certainly have heard me say that around Remembrance Day. That actually the point of doing those things is that it should have an impact upon our lives and the lives of others. Just flip one more up for us. In 1 Corinthians 11, it says, when we do this, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And we know, don't we, that Jesus and him dying on the cross is at the heart of the gospel. By just doing what we do this morning, we are proclaiming the gospel. You can think, well, who are we proclaiming it to? Well, we're proclaiming it to ourselves, to remind ourselves of the truth of the gospel. And surely that should remind us that actually our life is about, through the way that we live and the words that we use, proclaiming the gospel. Yes? Yes? If we haven't got that, then we need to go back to some basics, don't we? So when we gather around here, we proclaim the gospel to one another to remind ourselves that actually that's what we should be about. I do believe actually what we also do here this morning when we proclaim the Lord's death is that it's a spiritual thing that we're doing. We're declaring in this place, at this time, in this community, to the spiritual things that are going on around us, Jesus has died on the cross. He has died for our sins. He has died to show his love for the whole world. It's an important thing that we do this morning. Forgiveness. Jesus' death on the cross enables us, opens up the way for us to be forgiven. And I want to ask us the question this morning, surely that should have an impact on the way that we live our lives. If we know as God's people that all the things we've done in the past, all the things we're doing in the future, God has forgiven through Jesus' death on the cross, that should make a difference to our lives. To live our lives as forgiven people should make a difference to who we are. Should make a difference to the people around us when they encounter us. Should make a difference when we do stumble and fall and know that actually God says, if you come to me, you confess your sins, you are forgiven. And I will continue to work in your life. That actually we know as God's people We shouldn't take it for granted, but we know as God's people that when we do mess up, we can go to God and we can know His forgiveness, His mercy and His love. Jesus says this is the blood of the new covenant. It talks about a new relationship that we have with God. Covenant language is about God saying He is our God and we are His people. And this new covenant means we can know what it is for us to live in Christ and Christ to live in us. And remembering this is an important thing that we do. Remembering that here and now, that tomorrow morning, throughout the rest of the week, when the good things are happening, when the challenging things are happening, when we're having a rough day, when we're having a good day, that we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And surely that should make a difference to the way that we live our lives. The importance of us remembering Jesus, remembering that we are in Christ and He is in us, is that that is the truth. The work of the evil one, the work of the devil, is, as the father of lies, to tell us that not. To tell us, do you know what, you're not good enough for Jesus to live in you. Because if he was, surely your life would be much better. That is a lie. No one is good enough. It is the love and grace and mercy of God that he would come. There's a verse in scripture that says that God comes and makes his home in our lives. Isn't that amazing? That God lives in you and me. Through his Holy Spirit, he is in each and every one of us and goes with us into every situation that we face. Surely that makes a difference in our lives. The danger is we don't live in the light of that truth. We live in the darkness that the evil one would try and draw around us. So when Jesus says, remember me, we should remember that we are the people of a new covenant. That God lives in us and through us. Hebrews 12. Again, that familiar passage. It says, keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus. Remember him. Consider him. Think constantly of him. And as we read down through that passage, it says, so that we will not grow weary or lose heart. By remembering Jesus, by considering him, by remembering his love, God says that will encourage us. That will strengthen us. And I don't know about you, but I need to do that every day. I don't just need to do it on a Sunday. I need to do that each and every day. Because it's by remembering Jesus, by remembering his love, by yes, remembering what he has done for us, that will give us the strength. That will encourage us to be the people he's called us to be. That will enable us to do, we've been focusing on with the children, on some Lent challenges. I know some of you are taking that up as part of your own walk of Lent. As we've been thinking over the last week through the sermon about what it means to deny self, take up our cross and follow him, at the heart of that, to enable us to do that, we can't do it if we just get on by ourselves. We can only do it if we truly remember Jesus. And actually even that we cannot do by ourselves. We do it through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. God's word says this, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I have said. Which was a good job for some of this morning, because we didn't quite pick up on the lost sheep, did we? Which bits were wrong, which bits were right. But the Holy Spirit will remind us of what Jesus has said. He will remind us of his promises. He will remind us of his instructions. He will remind us of those words when Jesus says, remember me. I guess, again, if you're like me, in life there'll be certain things that we remember very easily. There'll be other things that we find harder to remember. Sometimes including very significant dates in our lives, in the lives of the people that care for us. there'll be certain things that we should never forget. I have to confess, I really struggle when somebody says to me, "I forgot to have lunch today." I don't know, I just can't imagine. You might not apply for lunch, but when someone says to me, "I forgot to have lunch today," I kind of think, how can you do that? Certainly my body reminds me if it's time for lunch. There's other things that I kind of think, well, yes, I need to remember to do that, and sometimes I remember it and sometimes I don't. I was in a minister's meeting this week, and I was having a conversation with somebody, and on his phone he had one of these features where you can talk to your phone. I don't know if you got this, you can ask it questions. And he picked his phone up and he said, "Remind me at 4 o'clock to ask about," and put his phone down. How amazing is that? I think the danger is, we'll become so reliant, won't we, on technology, that we won't remember anything, will we? We're just waiting for the phone to say, "Remember your lunch, don't forget to eat, get up," whatever it might be. But actually, God knows our hearts, and God knows that actually, in the very real sense, there is a danger in our life that we forget Jesus. That life itself becomes so busy and so full of other things that we forget Jesus. How many of us, if we're honest with ourselves, will face a problem and actually the last thing we do is pray to Jesus, whereas that should be the first thing that we do? We need to remember Jesus. The Holy Spirit will teach you all these things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Reminders and remembrance. Like I said, the act of remembrance is that it should make a difference to our lives. Do this in remembrance of me. Actually, that does apply to us sharing communion. But actually, I think there's many other things that we can do to help us and in our remembrance of Jesus. If the Holy Spirit is to remind us, we need, in a sense, to be open to what the Holy Spirit wants to do and say in our lives. A big part of that is through God's Word. And again, you'll hear me pray sometimes that the Holy Spirit who is there as God's Word put together would remind us of what that Word really means. So the Spirit and the Word remind us. It reminds us of those amazing promises. It reminds us that Jesus said he will never leave us or forsake us. A prayer is another way that we can both remember Jesus and be reminded of Jesus. To be with him in prayer. And if we struggle that, what better way to start each day or include each day but the prayer that Jesus taught us? And if you pray through that fairly slowly, you'll be amazed how many areas in life that actually covers. But as we pray, let us always remember Jesus as we pray. God's Word tells us that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father praying for you and me. It's also important that we regularly spend time with God's people. Yes, on a Sunday, but also when we can during the week. Because that time of being with God's people, of encouraging one another to remember Jesus and live for Jesus, is vital if we're going to continue to live the life that he wants us to live. We need to be in that place where we worship him again. I know for many of us, the words that we sing really do help us to remember Jesus. Really do stir within us thoughts about God and his love. And whether that's here on a Sunday or during the week or by ourselves with a CD on in the car. Worship. Listening to his teaching. Encouraging one another. Is all part of us remembering Jesus. And in a few moments as we gather around this table, as the bread is broken, as we take that individual piece of bread and we eat together, as we take our individual cups and we drink together, I pray that just because this is a regular thing we do, that actually today what we will be doing as we do that, we will be remembering Jesus. Actually, a good way of remembering Jesus is also to do the things that he's asked us to do. To look after those who are in need. To love our neighbour. To say no when we see injustice, when we see things that are wrong. To take every opportunity we have to share the hope that we have within us. To serve him in our family lives, in our workplaces, in our homes, amongst our friends and extended family, on our front lines. Being fruitful for him. If we're working for him, we will also remember him. In summary, perhaps the best way, or certainly one of the very good ways to remember Jesus, is to deny self, to pick up our cross and follow. Amen.